All right, we're back here for this Outdoor Report, continuing with Terry Huffman from RE/MAX First Realty in Marquette. Again, I got you in here to talk hunting and fishing a little bit, but we want to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network with your balloon ride this Friday. So, Terry, again, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
And tell us what's going to happen on Friday. Somebody lucky enough to have the highest bid for this balloon ride.
Yep, the auction will be probably around 6. We'll get the balloon up around 5. The auction will probably be around 6, and then off we'll go on a free flight. It'll be for two people, the two highest bidders. And the money is going 100% of it to Children's Miracle Network. We've got four hospitals in Michigan, Adam, and one in our region, which is in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, which is a children's hospital. That's their clientele is children. And it's interesting, 62 children enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital every minute. So Children's Miracle Network is so important to the medical community and to the families that have children that are in time of need.
And quickly, tell the folks how much money you've raised over the years doing this.
Well, RE/MAX has raised over $150 million since 1992. And our agents, every one of our agents at, in the Marquette County office contribute from every closing that they have to Children's Miracle Network. And you know, it's volunteer. They don't have to do that, but every agent at my office does that.
That's fantastic.
It is.
So this Friday at the
Peninsula Medical Center, right across, right by the high school.
And at 5 o'clock, you're putting the balloon up, 6 o'clock, the auction.
Yep. The pilot's going to be coming in Monday from Grand Rapids. Interestingly, this year our pilot is Devin Cook. He's a veteran, 5 years at Sawyer. And so he's looking forward to coming up and you know, renewing some old friendships here too.
Well, great. I hope we can help drive some more people there to help raise money for Children's Miracle Network.
Thank
in the
you,
meantime,
Adam.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about your adventures, because as a hunter, you have gone on some pretty amazing adventures. What's the next one?
Well, the next big trip is going to be to New Zealand. I'm going there next June with some other people from Marquette, and we're going to... most of the guys are really geeked about red stag, and they're very wonderful animals. But it's not the number one priority on my list. My number one priority is a tar, and then probably a chamois. And there are mountains in New Zealand like the Alps, and
they're called the Southern Alps.
Yes, they are, and they are you know, the great home for some wildlife that were very difficult to hunt in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world, rather.
And what is it? Just explain what a tar and a chamois is to folks.
Well, they're both like in the goat or sheep type animals. They're mountain dwellers. They stay very high. And they're, a tar has looks kind of like a mountain goat. They're brownish in color, however, and not nearly as big, but they're similar horns. They kind of swirl back a little bit, kind of like a sheep horn, but more the size of a goat horn.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to hear about that. I'd love to know how it goes.
I'll be happy to visit with you about it when I get back, if you'd like.
Terry, thanks for sharing with us today here on the Outdoor Show. Again, this Friday, October 2nd, starting at 5 p.m., they're going to put the balloon up. 6 o'clock, they're going to auction off a ride for two people, and 100% of the proceeds go to Children's Miracle Network in Michigan and Wisconsin. So show up this Friday at the UP Medical Center on Fair Street in Marquette. Terry, again, thanks.
Thank you, Adam.
This is the Outdoor Show.